Biden poised to repeat mistakes that led to COVID pandemic, biosecurity experts say. Without a doubt, COVID-19 has changed the threat landscape, says Peggy Hamburg, former FDA commissioner and now vice president of the Nuclear Threat Initiative, a nonpartisan think tank on global security. Yet despite the rising risk of a new future pandemic caused by a lab leak or one that emerges from a bioterrorist attack or even natural causes for that matter, the U.S. government, under the leadership of Joe Biden and Congress, seems on course to repeat the mistake made by nearly every one of its predecessors for the past several decades, failing to take all possible steps to strengthen America's response to a future pandemic or prevent one from happening in the first place. 1 year ago, as SARS-CoV-2 raged through an unprotected population and vaccines were still months away from authorization, workers were wondering how they'd protect themselves through the long winter months, and parents were fretting over how they'd hold down a job while their kids stayed home all day learning in front of a laptop. Now, despite the widespread availability of vaccines, the surge in COVID cases due to the Delta variant is raising fears and uncertainties about the prospects of a second pandemic winter among a war-weary public. The upside of a nation of people bummed out about how new mask mandates and public health restrictions for another school year is a rising understanding of how much pandemics suck and how important it is to prevent them. With the SARS-CoV-2 pandemic still in full swing, public awareness should be at a historic high. One poll by the progressive group Data for Progress shows that 71% of the public, including 60% of Republicans, support a $30 billion pandemic prevention plan recently floated by President Biden.